Welcome to Agency of the Month, sponsored by ICF International on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. This month's agency is the Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Lauren Larson. My guest today is John Chakowski, Deputy Director for Management at the National Cancer Institute at the National Institutes of Health. Good morning, John. Welcome.
Thank you. Great. Glad to be here.
I'd like to start by asking you a little bit about your role with NCI. Tell us about NCI's overall mission and how you fit into the puzzle.
Well, the simple answer about NCI's mission is we do cancer research. But beyond that, beyond the research we do here locally at NIH and the cancer research that is done on our behalf at universities and institutions across the country and, in fact, around the world, we convene the entire cancer community around what's called the National Cancer Plan. And we try to keep the community unified, keep each other informed about emerging opportunities, about priorities, and about the challenges that we all face as cancer research organizations. As the Deputy Director for Management, while I don't do science myself, I provide all the things that make science go, all the administration, all the business activities. I make sure they function as efficiently as possible and bring the greatest value for the resources that are spent in providing them.
You filled a number of different roles at NIH and other agencies. Give us a glimpse of the scope of your experience and how it's prepared you for what you do today.
Well, this is my second tour at NIH. I was here from the mid-90s until 2003. I worked in the director's office here at NIH and in the Information Technology Center, as well as the Center for Scientific Review, which is the receipt point for grant applications and the point at which much of the peer review process is initiated. And so I've seen NIH from a number of different angles, and I've gotten sort of a holistic view about all the machinery that it takes to run an enterprise as big as this. But I've also had experience outside of NIH and, in fact, outside of Health and Human Services that I think has sort of broadened me as a leader and a manager, and help me understand in the greater context how you run a program like the National Cancer Institute and do biomedical research within the federal arena. So, you know, it's really a basket of different experiences that I've had that I think inform me as a leader and a manager, and I'm bringing all of that to bear on my job here at NCI.
Small businesses and universities are critical for the work at NCI. How does the process of communicating with them work?
Well, we regularly put out announcements for funding opportunities for small businesses and for universities, and based on their interests and their capabilities, their capacities, they can apply for funding. And you're absolutely right. Our partners in the academic world and in the industrial world are, you know, a big part of our program and a big part of where the innovation comes from in cancer research. And we look to them year in and year out for partnership and for sort of a pursuit of our shared interests in pushing cancer research to the limit of technology, to the limit of opportunity. And year after year, I think we have been successful in supporting small business, job creation, and innovation, scientific innovation, in a way that's been sort of beneficial nationally as an economic phenomenon.
So what are some of the keys to successful relationships with your partners outside of the federal government?
You know, it is our tendency, frankly, to communicate as often and as widely in as many different ways as possible, because each of those different communities has their own traditions and cultures and things. So we try not to be overly bureaucratic about these things. We really try to be progressive in using new media and as much technology as possible to be not just efficient and agile in our communications, but also to reach as wide an audience as possible based on where they go for information. And so we found the holistic approach to communications to be the best way of ensuring that we're going to reach all of our possible partners out there in the cancer research community.
How do you prioritize the research that you do at NCI?
Well, we're all constrained by resources, of course, and I think when it all comes down to it, we really follow the science. Opportunities, you know, do not present themselves evenly across the spectrum of scientific activities and research activities that we have going. And so when those opportunities, when those new breakthroughs, when those those interesting developments come about, you know, we are quickly adjusting and responding to those kinds of opportunities, because it's important that, you know, based on where technology is today, or where, you know, nationally our research capacity and where expertise is today, to take full advantage of those moments when they come along. Certainly we want this country to remain at the forefront of the cancer research enterprise on the planet. We want to be sort of the gold standard, if you will, for how research is done. But the first priority is to follow those opportunities and to really be aware when those breakthroughs happen and when they're suggestive of a potential beneficial contribution, if you will, to the cancer research program. But also, again, technology is changing so quickly. You know, it wasn't long ago when sequencing was not a word that you heard very often, but now we're talking about the Cancer Genome Atlas, creating a massive data set around the genomic data for cancer types, and it is shedding new light into the very root causes of cancer. And it has taught us that breast cancer is not a single disease. It is four different diseases at least, and different treatments will go with each one of those different bases. So, you know, when you look at what technology can provide you and what opportunities can be brought about just in a short period of time with an advancement in technology, we try to seize those moments and prioritize not only on where we think the most benefit can be achieved, but in truth, where an opportunity has come about that we need to pursue.
We'll take a short break now. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is John Schakowsky, Deputy Director for Management at National Cancer Institute at the National Institutes of Health.
Cancer claims more than 570,000 lives each year and costs more than $102 billion in care expenses alone. ICF International plays a role in every aspect of cancer data collection and dissemination, helping clients track this deadly disease across the country. They provide researchers, including those working at the National Institutes of Health, as well as health officials, medical professionals, and the public, with information they need to better fight cancer or prevent it altogether. To have the greatest impact, you must tackle the most important problems. All over the world, ICF International applies strategy, science, and technology to help clients achieve measurable results, including healthier people and vibrant communities. This is ICF International, and their work helps government health programs improve the quality of life. Find out how ICF's informatics, research, and communication work helps make a difference at ICFI.com.
Welcome back. I'm Lauren Larson. My guest is John Schakowsky, Deputy Director for Management at National Cancer Institute at the National Institutes of Health. To pick up where we left off, NCI offers a lot of grants for cancer research around the country. How does the agency decide what research to fund?
Well, the cornerstone of our grant program is peer review, and that is by convening groups of experts from around the world to talk about a certain set of topics for cancer research. The applications for funding are bundled into common themes, into common areas of research or common cancer types. And those experts will look at those and advise us on whether or not the proposal is truly promising. It also helps us set priorities in terms of whether or not the benefit to cancer research in general would be best served, or if the goals of cancer research would be best served by funding a particular project. Those peer review discussions are very, very important to how we maintain credibility with the cancer community by staying connected, and again, by unifying the community around this discussion. Ultimately, NCI has to make decisions. That's advice that we receive from these peer review panels. But you know, the NCI director and the senior leadership team here has to make very difficult decisions within constrained resources about where best to spend our next grant dollar. Roughly 60% of our budget goes to grants, and we literally go proposal by proposal through the entire set of applications to figure out at the end of the day where best to spend the taxpayers' money.
How does the agency decide the level of funding to appropriate for those grants?
Well, you can imagine that you can get an excellent proposal for something you're already doing several times. So while that might be an excellent application from a high-performing organization, it might not necessarily represent a good value proposition for NCI and for cancer research. On the other hand, you may get a fairly innovative proposal. You may get a proposal from a less prestigious organization. But the idea is interesting, and it is suggestive of something that could open a new door in cancer research. And so you have to consider all those different factors and weigh them against each other based on the proposals you have in front of you. It's a very difficult process, but it is done in painstaking detail to, make sure that we have full confidence that we are spending those grant dollars wisely, knowing, especially in an age when words like sequestration exist, that we are getting the best use for the funding we've got.
And that brings me to my next question. How is the agency preparing for the possibility of sequestration?
It goes without saying that sequestration is a pretty daunting scenario. Most of us, I think, are confident that an alternative to sequestration will be agreed to, and that we can avoid the fiscal cliff and everything that goes with such a dramatic cutback in funding. Fortunately, for the National Cancer Institute, most people can agree that ending suffering and death due to disease should remain a priority for this country, and that cutting back on funding will affect communities all across America. When you consider 60% of our funding goes out in grants, those are academic institutions and research organizations across the country who would feel the impact of those cuts. So, we're confident that that those who are making the decision about sequestration ultimately will see that that is not a good solution for anybody. But having said that, we would be foolish not to begin evaluating what our options are if, in fact, that came to pass. So we have been spending some time looking at, what portions of our program can scale down, which ones are not scalable. I think that a balanced research program would continue to be sort of the hallmark of how NCI does its business. We have, as we say, a lot of money going out in grants to external organizations. We also have a sizable intramural research program here, doctors in laboratories and white coats doing research here. We have a large clinical program, and ensuring that all the different parts of our portfolio are viable through a transition like sequestration would be, I think, is clearly the goal of the leadership team here at NCI. So we're basically putting scenarios together for what options we have and what the impacts of different decisions would be. But I can't pretend that we've settled on a set of action items if sequestration was to happen. At this point, we're just modeling and beginning to think about what we would do in the face of sequestration.
What would the potential impact be on the overall mission at HHS?
Well, the leadership here in the department has talked about, if you didn't touch any other part of our portfolio, it would, affect the number of new grants by a certain percent, or if you didn't do anything else, then this other part of the portfolio would be impacted by a certain percent. And it isn't to suggest that those are necessarily the programs that are targeted for reduction. It's really just to give a sense of scale as to what's at stake with a reduction of that magnitude. But when you look at the grant programs that fund important activities all across this nation, not just here at NIH, but the other health agencies, the Health Resources and Services Administration, not to mention CDC and FDA and the work that they do, the range of activities done here at HHS, the consequences of sequestration would be felt in so many different ways by the average taxpayer, by businesses, by academic organizations, state governments, local governments. I can only imagine the ripple effects on all those different public and private organizations if the federal funding was cut back so dramatically in such a short period of time. So it is staggering in its effect, and I think it is in the face of that that we remain confident that sequestration would not be the option of choice at the end of the day.
We'll take another short break now. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is John Chakowsky, Deputy Director for Management at National Cancer Institute at the National Institutes of Health.
Cancer claims more than 570,000 lives each year and costs more than $102 billion in care expenses alone. ICF International plays a role in every aspect of cancer data collection and dissemination, helping clients track this deadly disease across the country. They provide researchers, including those working at the National Institutes of Health, as well as health officials, medical professionals, and the public, with information they need to better fight cancer or prevent it altogether. To have the greatest impact, you must tackle the most important problems. All over the world, ICF International applies strategy, science, and technology to help clients achieve measurable results, including healthier people and vibrant communities. This is ICF International, and their work helps government health programs improve the quality of life. Find out how ICF's informatics, research, and communication work helps make a difference at ICFI.com.
Welcome back. I'm Lauren Larson. My guest is John Chakowsky, Deputy Director for Management at National Cancer Institute at the National Institutes of Health. I want to switch gears here, if I may. NCI and HHS have pioneered health information technology in many areas. How has the work at NCI evolved with technology?
Well, we at NCI have a long history of making informatics, health informatics, you know, the core of many of our, say, data-intense efforts. As I mentioned before, you know, genomic sequencing creates enormous data sets that not only have to be stored and secured and those things, but ultimately they have to be useful in some, say, a clinical environment. You need to be able to take genomic sequencing data and turn it into something a doctor can use in the clinic. And there's a lot of pioneering work going on to not only sort out what pieces of data are meaningful and truly useful, but how best to make that data available to a physician in that environment. You know, that's just an example of the kind of thing that not only, you know, as we say, NCI doesn't just do research, but we also advocate for the maximum possible benefit from that research. So turning genomic data into useful clinical information is something that we consider to be core to what we do. Elsewhere here in the department, there's, you know, health IT, health records information technology efforts that are going on. But here at NCI, you know, we look at the how information technology can support research and be an enabler of that success. And it requires a fairly robust workforce, very sharp and very current skills, and really an innovative spirit to ensure that we will be able to use technology to, you know, carry out the strategic goals of the NCI in support of all these different research initiatives that we have going on.
As someone who understands the roles of a CFO and a CIO firsthand, how do you set realistic goals when planning IT initiatives?
My first question is, do I have sequestration or not? But in all candor, it's been an uneven history with large scale enterprise technology development in the federal government. You know, there are lots of stories about initiatives that have struggled to deliver on time and on budget the kind of capability and capacity that was intended when the project was launched. And you know, the business of cancer research evolves so quickly. And when you just look at the past 10 years of genomic work and you look at how quickly technology has turned that function into you know, a $1,000 genome in 10 years, it's mind-boggling. And you think, well, 5 years from now, where will we be? So, you know, it's not a static evolution, or it's not a an even evolution, if you will, for information technology in the research world. We really have to be progressive and be entrepreneurial in looking at where the science is going and how technology can you know meet it. And you know, Wayne Gretzky used to say, "Don't go where the puck is; go where the puck is going to be." And we really try to do that with technology, realizing that the cancer research enterprise is evolving in fits and starts. It's evolving unevenly, and technology itself is changing so quickly that trying to align all those different efforts in a way that they support each other is really a tricky business. But we have a very robust information technology program here at NCI, and we've had some success, and we've also had some struggles, and we've learned from those initiatives, and we're going forward with an initiative we call the National Cancer Informatics Program, and it will be a very broad set of information technology tools that can be used by the 67 NCI cancer centers across the country, and would be, again, a technological way of unifying the cancer research community around a common technological platform. So, you know, looking again to how we unify the community and what would be useful for NCI as a provider to deliver to the community as an enabler of the greater cancer research enterprise, you know, that is one of the first places we look for priorities and for opportunities to invest in technology.
When you encounter those budget bumps in the road, how do you adapt those programs and initiatives that are successful so you don't have to scrap them altogether?
Well, that is the heart of the leadership challenge, isn't it? I mean, we've actually had the opposite problem here at NIH in that our budget has grown so anemically for the past 10 years that, in fact, our spending power today is less than it was a decade ago. And so it hasn't been the sudden shocks to the system in this case as much as just been sort of a starvation over the past 10 years. That comes on the heels of the NIH doubling that had happened before, you know, that 10-year time frame I'm talking about. So I think there was an expectation that doubling would last us for a long time and that we didn't need any growth to go beyond that. The way the funding works, however, is that when a grant is issued, in many cases, it is a multi-year commitment. And there are inflationary increases built in many cases to those multi-year commitments. And so as our dollars out the door to continue to fund those projects that have begun, as those dollars out the door continue to increase, but our total budget doesn't increase with it, it erodes so many of these other activities that are ongoing. You know, the sudden shock that comes from a budget cut like sequestration is not a phenomenon that we have seen. We have instead sort of had 1,000 cuts, if you will, and have been struggling with those kinds of priorities, or that kind of prioritization challenge, I guess I should say.
And that's all we have time for. Thanks to John Schakowsky, Deputy Director for Management at National Cancer Institute at the National Institutes of Health.
You've been listening to Agency of the Month, sponsored by ICF International on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. This month's agency is the Department of Health and Human Services. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Search Agency of the Month. Agency of the Month, Wednesday mornings at 11, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.